Shin Chavav Sifyut. Mutar lichatz yodov b'mulsan. He's allowed to wash his hands with some type of animal fodder. Not concerned that's going to cause his hair to fall out, because that's not the nature of this thing. Even though some of the water gets mixed into the mulsan, but it's not considered kneading because it's done kalacha yad, and the intent is not to be megabel it. Says the Ramah, the Gibel kalacha yad shari, like we just explained, that even though there may be some level of mixing the water on your hands with this mulsan, it's kalacha yad, and it's not a real Gibel, and therefore it's permitted. Also, lichot yodav v'melach, koshikain boyo shikoyim zeip. You're not allowed to wash your hands with salt or with soap, because it causes them to melt down, and that's equivalent to crushing ice and making to water. So anything that you're causing a solid thing to turn into a liquid is also, as far as soaps that are like a paste, so that Mishabru brings another svar that's memareach, smoothing it out on your skin, it's also an issa. Very liquid, it's no problem. It's a thicker consistency. Rav Moshe Feinstein was machmir and was concerned for marech even in that. If you want to be choshed for that, all you have to do is add some water to it from before Shabbos, so it should be more liquidy.